Our last speaker of the day, Todd Cullen, is a surveyor at the in the county surveyor's office, and one of the people we work kind of closely with to get recorded maps and control points and all that sort of stuff. And here's Todd.
Good afternoon slash good evening, everyone. As Wayne said, my name is Todd Cullison. I'm a licensed land surveyor here in California. I work for the Santa Barbara County Surveyor's Office going on 9 years now. And I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about cadastral surveys and the land surveyor's role. I know everybody's tired at the end of the day, so I'm going to move through this pretty quickly. If you guys have any questions or you want me to talk about anything more, please feel free to speak up. I'm going to talk to you first. I'll give you a little bit of brief history first about land surveying, and then we'll talk about research methods, legal descriptions, boundary retracement in the field, and then a little bit about recordation requirements. So first, a little bit of brief history. You can't really talk about land surveying without talking about history. The two are intertwined. What you may not know is that the relationship between the tax assessor, the land surveyor, and the private landowner have really been important for about 3,400 years. According to recorded history, the first land surveys were performed in Egypt around 1400 BC, and these were done for taxation purposes. The first land surveyors were actually called rope stretchers, which will be the next slide. This slide I just brought up, the last slide, if you can jump back, I just wanted to point out, I think it's pretty well known that land surveyors were involved in the building of the pyramids, and I just wanted to point out on this slide, it's fascinating to me, you know, how perfectly square everything is, and it's just beautiful, so I just wanted to point that out. The next slide is actually, this is actually a hieroglyph. I know it's not a very good image, but it's an actual hieroglyph, and you can see, this is the rope. So they were actual rope stretchers, and the rope was a measurement device. You know, it was knotted at certain lengths, and basically that's what they used to measure. Now, jumping forward a little bit in history to the next slide, please, to the Babylonian Empire. These are actually what we would consider today to be deeds. This was, it's called a Babylonian Kduru, but it was, in a sense, both a deed and a boundary monument. Now, the actual stone Kduru was kept in what would be today considered the assessor's office, and a clay copy was given to the landowner to keep at home. And what's interesting to me is that you can see on the back side, that's actually what would be the deed. That's the contract. And my favorite part is this part. You can't really see it, but there's a scorpion here and a snake. And that's a curse on anyone who might damage or remove the monument.
Is that from the notary? Or?
The best we can measure today is a $500 fine. And then moving on to the next slide, please. I just wanted to bring up about Roman surveyors. This really doesn't have anything to do with boundary retracement. But again, it's fascinating to me. I mean, these are Roman roads. They're thousands of years old. And look how perfectly straight they are. It's just beautiful. And again, the next slide with the Roman aqueducts. Same thing. You know, these went on for many, many miles, and the grade changed for the water to flow. It's amazing to me that they were able to do these things. And then moving on to the Arab Empire, the Arabs invented a variety of specialized